Bartram, and Parham, Smith, and Archinold, a medical malpractice law firm.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests, it's all on The Roar.
Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson wants to help you out. Damon Granger and his fine staff there are good people with great products and great service and all. Online right now, there's specials. Those change all the time. So I don't give you prices here on the show because those change so frequently. Hate to say special goes and they sell that one and you go over there and go, well, Mickey Potter said no, so we don't do that. But we do talk about their staff. They do talk about their website. Online right now, I'm looking at some specials. It's awesome. You can text in questions online. You can ask them online. You can call them. I mean, obviously, they want to help you out. You know, in a year-end graduation or you're sending someone to college next year, you're need a used car or whatever. They've got a bunch of safe vehicles for you over there. Check them out online. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. And we love the lifetime powertrain warranty you get with the new cars there. That's why we went with one with Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. To our guest lines, where Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. We've got a lot to get into today. Hope your family, everybody's safe. Y'all okay over there at the house?
All good, other than good. Rain.
Yeah, man. We're going to build some rowboats here to get around here the next couple of days. Hey, let me ask you this, Tony. In looking at some upcoming commitment dates, let me ask you about two players specifically. One, J.J. Jones, wide receiver, Myrtle Beach. He's got a Friday announcement. Any leanings here for you? Any thoughts about the wide receiver from Myrtle Beach?
Looks like he's going to pick North Carolina is what most of the info points towards right now. I think that's one that I'm not sure it'll be over when he makes that commitment. I could see him being a guy who takes some official visits later in the process, but it looks like it's going to be North Carolina on Friday.
All right. Also, Zaire Patterson, defensive end out of Winston-Salem area, Wake Forest area, so maybe I should say, and one of the top defensive ends in the state of North Carolina. Seems like it's South Carolina, North Carolina, Clemson involved. I know it's May 26th, a little bit off. Let's see. We'll talk to you. Yeah, we'll talk to you before next week, so we'll get a little better feel next week. But he's going to make an announcement. Any idea here, any leanings here for you?
Yeah, there was a time earlier in the process where South Carolina felt pretty good about landing him, and I think they're still one of his top schools. And right now I'm hearing more South Carolina and Clemson than I am North Carolina, which may be a surprise to some given the run North Carolina has been on in recruiting and the fact that he's from North Carolina. But I'm hearing more South Carolina and Clemson with him, but I don't have a good feel yet for which one he's likely to pick. You may know more about just how hard Clemson is pushing for him. Those are the two that I've heard more about the last couple of days.
Well, I'll learn more here. I think I hear all three have had some confidence. But, yeah, I agree with you. I'm hearing more South Carolina and Clemson than I do North Carolina at this point. Hey, Tony, let me ask you, we just did a segment in segment two today about SEC quarterbacks. And it's kind of perplexing. Some of these years, like last year with Joe Burrow, man, and Jake Fromm, and some good quarterback play in the league. Tua, you've had some unbelievable quarterback play in the league. And looking at South Carolina's schedule next year, kind of want to get your thoughts on some of these guys, because the daunting task coming back from what you faced on the season last year is one thing, but I mean, look at who you faced last year and look at who you're facing at quarterback this year. Let me just look at the schedule wise. Let's look at it a little bit. Your thoughts. A lot of people are high on Kyle Trask. I'm not as high. You saw him in person last year in a game in which was a dogfight. But your thoughts on what kind of quarterback you'll see with going down the swamp and facing Trask next year down in Florida?
Yeah, I think he's a good player. I don't think he's great. I thought he made some really good individual plays in that game against South Carolina, where he was able to buy time in the pocket with some crafty things he did. But you know, I don't know that he's a future first-round pick or a future great NFL quarterback, but he certainly has given them a spark and is I think, in some ways better than what they were working with before. But I think he's also a guy that you can beat Florida if you play well enough with him at quarterback. I don't know if he's a guy that's going to carry a team on his back like a Joe Burrow did and just, really light it up. So I think he's good, not great.
Yeah, I would say game manager, fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think that he's a good fit with what Mullen does offensively, and I think, has the kind of attitude and confidence that Mullen likes in his quarterbacks.
Jamie Newman at Georgia, how do you think, in this looking and projecting, how will the transition go? How will the transfer quarterback play in Athens?
Well, with that one, I think so much depends on what are they going to do offensively. I don't think he's a fit with what you've come to expect from Georgia in terms of their offensive system under Kirby Smart. But they hired a new coordinator in the offseason and are supposedly, going to more of a spread and more of an up-tempo type offense that's going to be a fit for Newman. But, if they do that and they implement it well, then he could be a good player for them. But, if they're going to do what they've been doing, I question whether he's the right guy.
What's your thoughts on the quarterback situation at Tennessee? Had Garantano's been in and out of the dughouse, the doghouse a little bit, and then the Mara kid, I thought, showed some signs pre-concussions. He had some suicidal issues and some thoughts earlier this year. Who knows what comes out of that? And I know they recruited the kid out of Georgia there, the five-star true freshman. Who plays quarterback at Tennessee, and what are the thoughts about what kind of quarterback the Gamecocks will face when they play Tennessee?
Yeah, the whole Maurer thing was scary. When you look at the number of concussions he's had, and then the fact that he came out and admitted publicly that he had planned to basically kill himself in January. So that doesn't sound like a good combination of things for him to be able to safely continue. But I guess we'll see how it goes. I certainly wish him the best from a personal standpoint. I would think Garantano would be the guy early, and then things could change over the course of the season if he doesn't perform like they need him to. He's another one who played out of his mind against South Carolina last year, although I don't know that that's representative of who he is on a consistent basis. But he made some just perfect throws down the field and made some plays that really turned the tide of that game in the second half and played better than I thought he was capable of. So maybe I'm not the best guy to ask when it comes to him, but I think he should have the leg up, I would think, going into fall practice and probably at least early in the season.
He's a little bit like Kellen Mond. You've seen Mond a couple of times now, and you'll see him again this year at home in those back-to-back games with Tennessee and A&M this year. A little bit like Mond in that, man, there are times where you think he might just explode, and there's times where you scratch your head and go, what in the world is he thinking? How has Mond played against you guys in a couple of years, and your thoughts about the quarterback you'll see in a senior season when he faced the Aggies?
Now, with Mond, it seems like he's a better quarterback at home than he is on the road. And, of course, that's the case with a lot of quarterbacks. Obviously, it's easier to play in front of your home crowd and have a quiet stadium than it is to go into a hostile environment and play. So, obviously, that makes a lot of sense. But I think there's been a big difference with him in terms of who he is at home and who he is on the road. I think you'd much rather play him in your stadium than his. But he's another one who can make big plays for him. I think he's shown he can be effective in close games, and when he gets hot, he's hot. But when he's off, like you said, he can turn it over and make some head-scratching plays and head-scratching decisions and really frustrate Jimbo Fisher. So, with that one, I think it's going to be up to South Carolina's defense to disrupt him and not allow him to get comfortable in a hostile environment, and then maybe you can force him into some mistakes and bad throws.
Missouri is a key game for South Carolina this year, in September, and assuming we're in September, but looking at Sean Robinson, the transfer in, did you see a lot of him? Have you heard any kind of talk about quarterback play at Missouri?
I haven't. I don't know much about Robinson one way or the other. They got by last year with Kelly Bryant, and that was probably South Carolina's worst offensive performance of the season. at Missouri. You know, Ryan Helinski played and was super banged up and just never got anything going offensively in that game. And, you know, they really defended Kelly Bryant pretty well for the most part for most of that game, but they just got no production offensively and turned it over a couple times in their own area. And so I don't know much on Robinson on, you know, how he compares to Bryant and, you know, how they're likely to play with him.
Speaking of worst offensive performances, you guys have Kentucky this year. You go up to Commonwealth Stadium in a key game, the first road game of the year, to end September, a chance to maybe go 4-0. You didn't face Wilson last year. That Kentucky offense last year was one of the worst that we'd seen. I thought you did a great job of shutting down that. But you've seen Wilson in the past. He comes back. Maybe Joey Gatewood transferring from Auburn, maybe getting in the mix there. Your thoughts on going to Lexington and facing the quarterbacks there?
Well, you know, Wilson is a dual threat guy and one of those guys that you just can frustrate you. You know, you frustrate your defense where you think you're getting off the field and, you know, you make something happen on 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 12 or whatever and keeps their offense on the field. Yeah, I don't know that he's going to have a great supporting cast around him with some of their loss. You know, Lynn Bowden obviously was the guy who saved their offense last year when they – you know, really turned the offense over to him and built things around him after the South Carolina game. But, you know, I think that Wilson is a guy who has a good arm. You know, I think you'd rather keep him in the pocket and make you beat you with his arm than allow him to get out on the edge and make things happen with his feet. But he certainly can be a frustrating guy to defend.
All right, you've got Vanderbilt. They had some injuries last year at quarterback. Played a couple of guys. I know you saw Deuce Wallace in there, and I think they've had a freshman that might be in the mix there. Any thoughts on Vanderbilt if they can have any kind of quarterback play this year?
It just seems like the last few years they've had such a hard time finding one guy to be their quarterback. Yeah. You know, and I think that certainly has hurt them offensively, and it looks like they're. It could be another by-committee approach this year unless one of them is able to separate from the pack in fall practice. But, you know, that's a situation where I could see it being his last year up there this year unless they find a way to turn it around. And I would think, you know, regardless of who those – it doesn't seem like they have a good option regardless of who they end up picking at quarterback right now.
I do have some good news for you. Bad news, you face the defending national champions down in Baton Rouge. The good news is you won't face Joe Burrow, but Miles Brennan we saw a little bit last year. It's I don't care how good Brennan plays, you won't see what you saw from Burrow last year.
No, there's certainly no chance of that. You know, you look at how well he played combined with the personnel losses they have on both sides of the ball. You know, they're still going to be a talented football team, and it's always one of the toughest places in the country to play. But, you know, I think you'd much rather play them this year than last year, that's for sure. And we'll see, you know, whether they can keep it going offensively, not only without Burrow and the receivers and other players they lost offensively, but, you know, Brady ends up going to the Carolina Panthers, and he seemed like he was the guy who really opened up their passing game and changed the way they did things offensively. So I think there's a lot of unanswered questions in Baton Rouge in terms of you know, whether they can pick up where they left off and be a team who competes for another championship, or whether they, you know, end up being a 9-3 or 10-2 type team this year versus, you know, what they were able to do last year.
Tony Morell's our guest at BigSpur.com. I'll tell you how you can subscribe here at the end of this segment. With that said, and I know you've got some question marks at quarterback yourself and Helinski going into year two, scheme-wise, new coordinator, new quarterbacks coach, and all those kinds of things there, and how much Doty plays and how that will work out. I guess, Tony, these are your thoughts in the thinking that normally in an SEC, last year, again, you face – some great ones in the league and in the conference, but is it safe to say that there's so many question marks at quarterback across the conference this year, especially without spring practice, especially with some transfers coming in, that it doesn't appear to be on paper a daunting task of the quarterbacks and signal callers at a key position that you're going to face in the conference this season?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, like you said, well, there's still a couple of situations, particularly Newman at Georgia and you know, a couple of the others. We'll just have to wait and see how things end up playing out. But I do think it's less daunting than the slate they faced last. this year. You know, Tua's performance, and even Trevor Lawrence, played really well. But Tua, that day, really for the first half, was one of the best passing exhibitions I've seen in Williams-Brice Stadium from an opposing team in a long time. It just was unreal. And obviously they don't play Alabama this year, but it just was an example of a game last year where South Carolina played pretty well in the first half and really stuck with them. But he was just so good at hitting receivers on the run in stride and putting them in a position to pick up a lot of yards after the catch, and just was so precise that it was a tough season last year for the quarterbacks they played. And certainly this year it looks like you said, at least on paper, that they should match up a little bit better and give their defense a better chance to have a good year in defending the pass.
Speaking of quarterbacks, outside of Jacob Coker, we've seen the you have to be special at quarterback to win national championships, to win even conference championships for the most part. Again, Alabama's might have done it in a little different level there, but I mean, LSU went to another level because of Burrow. Can South Carolina get to where you want to be? I mean, go back to those great years you had there in Spurrier, and it was Connor Shaw playing out of his mind and playing as good as any quarterback's ever played there. With the way the college game is now, with the way your program is set up, can South Carolina get to where they need to get to without great quarterback play?
I would say probably not. I think you have to have it. I just think it's what makes your offense go. And it's not like they're running an offense where they rush for 300 yards a game and go up and down the field on the ground. So, I don't know that they have to have a first-round pick type guy necessarily at quarterback, but they have to have a centerpiece who's the leader of their offense, a guy who completely understands Mike Bobo's offense and can be his guy on the field, his eyes and ears and coach and leader on the field, and a guy who can make the clutch plays when you need him in the fourth quarter. And it's been a while since they've had a guy who fit that description at quarterback. Jake Bentley had times where he played great, but then he would have other times where he just was. He would go the other direction, was inconsistent, and just didn't know which guy was going to show up. But I think at the very least, you need consistent production at the quarterback spot, and you need a guy who the other players around him look at as the leader and the guy they know they can go to battle with and depend on when the game's on the line.
Yep. And part of that is health too. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's a big issue. Sure. You got to protect him and keep him healthy. That's what Connor Shaw was so good at through that time there. Tell us about the Big Spur. A lot of things coming up, and guys, maybe get back to campus here soon. The place to find it is thebigspur.com.
Yeah, there's some optimism that the players could be able to report sometime next month, which would be great news, and hopefully all college football fans will get some direction here pretty soon on what the season's going to look like. So just go to thebigspur.com, and we'll certainly have all the coverage of South Carolina and college football in general. If we get any news on what's likely to happen this season, love anyone out there who's considering it to join. So just go to thebigspur.com today.
All right, buddy. Let's talk next week if we can. Looking forward to it. Be safe again, and thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.
That is Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Hey, at 10:05 today on the press box, Andrew Cox is going to join Brad and Ben. He's assistant baseball coach at Furman. And so he'll join them and to talk about the devastating news to the Furman program. Former Clemson Tiger, now a guy that will be looking for a job now outside of Furman. So 10:05 this morning on that one. Quickly, Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Get in touch with them. They want to help you out with your taxes. July 15th is the big date. If you've not done it, go ahead and take care of it. They'd love to help you out, PATTAX.com. If some of them out there are saying, man, I don't want to file my taxes now because I'm going to owe money. Well, they can prepare your taxes, not file them yet. You'll know what you'll owe. That will help you. It's our great friends at the Patterson's Tax Service. If you're getting a refund, let them maximize that refund. Think about it and think about the advantages of your investment in them and what it pays off. I'm going to tell you, it's one of the best decisions we've ever made at the Patterson's Tax Service. PATTAX.com. Anywhere you can hear my voice, 864-859-8288. We'll take a break, come back. A lot to discuss right after a short break.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Hey Clemson fans, let's be real for a second. It's time to proactively manage your money. Do you want the potential to help maximize gains and minimize your investment losses? Sounds great, right? Call Brian at IQ Capital Strategy today for a free investment portfolio consultation. Only takes about 30 minutes. There's absolutely no obligation. Brian will review your investment goals and let you know how he can help turn those goals into reality. IQ Capital Strategy. Call today, 848-CAPITAL, and at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform from minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest of technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Looking to purchase or refinance your home? Look no further. First Home Equity Loans in Greenville is veteran-owned and locally operated, in business for 23 years. Named best mortgage company in the upstate, offering free mortgage analysis to customize loans to each individual, competitive rates, and first-class service. Call First Home Equity Loans today at 864-438-4550. That's 864-438-4550. Or visit them online at mortgageloan.com.
If you're a pro who manages properties or replaces appliances regularly, it helps to have a go-to resource like Lowe's. We have the brands pros have trusted for years. Solid names like Maytag, Whirlpool, and GE. All easily ordered on lowesforpros.com and all quickly delivered to the job site with free delivery 7 days a week. Even better, you can get up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event. Whatever you need today or any day, Lowe's is pro ready. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery applies to appliances $2.99 or more. U.S. only.
You won't find another show like Road Rage. Walt Devtula, 3 to 7 weekdays on The Roar.
Over there, the decision's getting difficult.
Just trying to lay out an argument and let you make the decision that you want to make from there.
I might do a little, just go down the list, rank them 1 through 25. Both of them, the amazing part about both of them, meaning Stones and Zeppelin, is that you could get 25. I mean, you go 25 deep. You can't go 25 deep, Alanis Morissette. You know, you can't go.
I was not expecting that to be your reference point there.
You can't go 25 deep, The Clash.
Oh, man.
The Kinks, you know?
Yeah.
There's a few bands you go 25 deep on. But you can go 25 deep on Zeppelin and on the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. And with, you know, and you can keep going past that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, It's a tough choice, buddy. It's really tough. Hey, let me tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. The Clemson masks are in. They are good looking. Get your Clemson mask. You know, orange ones and purple ones and tiger stripe ones and tigers. I like the ones with the tiger mouth on there, the nose and everything. That's kind of cool. But they are in right now, and they'd love for you to come by and see them at Tiger Sports. You remember, free curbside pickup still. You can order these online still. Think about shopping for your grad and the most recent part of that, what they do. But good-looking apparel. Everything you need with Clemson is at Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com, including, I never thought I'd ever tell you this, but including picking up your Clemson masks for that. So TigerSports.com, two locations in Clemson. Go by and see either one of those. They would love to have you. Tonight, Clemson, we think, gets a commitment, John Hight. And not just any commitment. From the 37th ranked player in the country, according to Rivals.com, Barrett Carter, 6'1", 220, from North Gwinnett High School in Suwanee, Georgia. This would be a huge pickup over Georgia, Auburn, Florida State, Alabama, Ohio State. This is the nation's number two inside linebacker, according to Rivals.com. This is a teammate of Jordan Hancock. If Clemson can get it, it will be a come-from-behind victory because Georgia was the leader all throughout, and it would make another statement in the Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, Miles Murphy, A.J. Terrell, Andrew Booth, going into the state of Georgia and nabbing one of the top players in the state, and nabbing a guy that really, think about it, like most of those other guys in that list were probably Georgia leans at one point in time. Clemson continues to be a thorn in Georgia's side in their own state. And, John, this would be 6:50 tonight, by the way, is when he's going to do this on Fox in Atlanta. So Fox 5 in Atlanta, which is different than Fox Force 5. You know what Fox Force 5 is?
No.
That was the show that Marcellus Wallace's wife did the pilot for.
Oh, okay. that makes it all. Oh,
Fox okay. Force 5.
Okay.
No, but Fox 5 in Atlanta.
It's been a couple of years since I've seen Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Great movie. It's just been some time since I've seen it.
Do yourself a favor, young man. Pick it back up again.
Need to, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway. So a big deal tonight if Clemson can get that one. Man. They did not get Kari G from the state of Georgia. This is one that Clemson offered that they liked, that if you're thinking about it, they, in his time frame, this is where you say, did you offer or not? Well, yeah, they offered. Did you want him or not? Yeah, they wanted him. But they didn't want him now at this time compared to other guys. This is where you got to get tricky in there. You want one or two safeties in this class. You think James Williams at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is ahead of him in the pecking order. You think Derek Davis out of Monroeville, Pennsylvania, is ahead of him in the pecking order. You think that Corey Collier is ahead of him. All those guys are five stars, by the way. So you think that those are three that you're recruiting, Corey Collier from Miami, that are ahead of him in the pecking order right now. And you're pretty sure that Andrew Makabu from Austin, Texas, who is leaning towards you, is ahead of you. So do you want Kari G? Yes. Did you offer him? Yes. But you weren't pushing for him. That makes sense. He went to LSU, who's a national champion and a defensive back powerhouse. I'm not trying to say that Clemson didn't want him, but you didn't force the issues. Makes sense, John?
Yeah, I think if you look at Clemson's big board at safeties, he's probably not number one or two on the big board. So you,
right?
And if, you know, we know how selective Clemson is when taking prospects. I mean, is it somebody you would want to have? Absolutely, it's a phenomenal talent.
Yeah,
I don't want to try. I don't want to downplay the talent here.
Right,
but Clemson's board may have just been set up differently than LSU's.
He's a lot like Deshaun Rucker, or Ryan Barnes, or Dakota Mitchell, and some of these guys that they're really, really good players. You like him. But if you don't get him, then there is a Davis or Collier or a Williams or a Makabu or Makaba, you know, those guys that you probably have higher on your board anyway, that you want to kind of play the game out with a little bit. If you're thinking about Clemson recruiting, John, I pretty much have narrowed it down. I mean, Bubba Chandler's your quarterback that you want, and you feel good there. You'll be done at quarterback. You're done at running back.
Do they want
right
him over those I can't remember his name right now. There's a three-star out of Texas that they seem to be courting as well.
Yeah, I think with you know, we're talking about a guy that you're kind of taking not as a five-star player, not as a four-star player, but sure, kind of a role kind of guy in there. And maybe Chandler's athleticism helps there a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe. Again, we'll ask Paul Strelo that on Thursday. Moffa and Shipley, meaning Dunn at running back, both Collins at wide receiver, Dakari Collins and Bo Collins right now committed to you. Troy Salato appears to be pretty close, maybe in May or June, to committing to Clemson over Ohio State. Would you be done there? The number one receiver in the country from Washington State most recently said had Clemson in his top four.
Yeah.
Abuka. But, you know, most likely on Ohio State deal there. You're done at tight end with Brenningstuhl for the most part there. If you get Zaire Patterson next week, you have two defensive ends for you with Denhoff. Would you still recruit a Corey Foreman? Yes. Would you still recruit a Monkel Goodwin or a Dallas Turner? Maybe. And so you might do an oversign there. Peyton Page, most likely the one and done, only signing at defensive tackle. If you get Carter tonight, you're probably done at linebacker with two.
Man, thinking of him and Trenton Simpson together. Mm.
Thinking of him and Jeremiah Trotter and Trenton Simpson.
Mm.
Trenton Simpson. Those are...
Oh, and not to mention the 7 4- and 5-star linebackers that Clemson took last year.
Yeah. If you get Nyland Green out of Covington, Georgia, at corner, probably done there. You know, you like to oversign with Kool-Aid or with Tony Grimes, but you might be done there. Mukaba at safety, maybe done there. Maybe, you know, try to chase one more oversign there. And it really then you turn your attention to the offensive line, in which you've got two top 121s and four stars in Lithicum and Tate right now. Lithicum the center, Tate the tackle. Maybe taking one or two more, and you're shooting for the stars with 4 and 5-star prospects of Nolan Rucci and Tristan Lee. Maybe a Dietrich Pennington as kind of an oversign in there as well. And you're talking about some fluid numbers, but for the most part, wrapping things up. I mean, one more quarterback, one more wide receiver, one or two more offensive linemen, one or two more defensive ends, one more defensive tackle. If you get Carter tonight, maybe one more corner, one more safety, and that's it. I mean, the class is done. And typical of where Clemson is heading out of May. And again, now, what this would do, if you get Carter tonight, according to Rivals.com, you are now currently fourth in recruiting. You would jump. This would put you ahead of Southern Cal. So you'd be third. This will put you moving into the top three in the country in recruiting again. And just an unbelievable job, man. An unbelievable job this staff's been able to do in recruiting. John, I wanted to turn attention now to a couple of conversations I had yesterday. One with a buddy both were still speculative, but they've got sources too. Again, there's not a right answer to this right now. But the conversation shifted yesterday from will we play, which I think now is not set in stone, but for all intents and purposes, it would take a pivot and a 180-degree turn for us not to play football this fall. And so then the attention turns to what will the game look like. And I talked to a couple people yesterday about this, and just from a variety of the spectrum. And one was saying that there will be little or no fans in the stands, at least in September. The other one saying that it's too early to make that call. And his guess is that we will see full opportunities for people at stands. And again, now, whether people show up or not, or how many people show up is a whole different story there. And moving forward, John, are you safe to say, are you pretty sure, like me, you and I discussed what we've seen and what we've talked about now is we're going to play football, and can we get away from the timing part of it now? Can we start talking about, John, are you focusing in on starting on time?
I'm still just focused on if we're going to play.
Really?
Yeah. That is the number one goal to me, whether how many people sit there, whether how many people get to view, all that stuff is secondary to me. Give me the guarantee we're playing and we'll go from there.
See, I'm the guy that you're going to give me a great appetizer and I'm going to enjoy it. But you know what I'm thinking about next? The salad. You're going to give me this great salad and I'm going to enjoy it. but man, I'm thinking about the entree. And as soon as I finish that entree, buddy, I got to think about the last two or three bites. I'm thinking about that dessert. So I'm moving forward a little bit. What percentage in your mind says we play college football this fall?
Here in Clemson, I would say close to 100. I feel confident about us playing football. I don't know, put a number to it, I don't know, but I feel very confident.
Okay, so that's your appetizer. As for my salad, what percentage of you says that we play on time?
Not a salad guy. Next question. No, I mean, I would think fairly good, you know, above 50%.
Okay. And what percentage of you thinks that we have now to the entree? Fans in the stands.
What do you mean by fans in the stands? 80,000, 15,000, 30,000?
There you go.
I don't know. Until they give us what the numbers are going to be, I think we're kind of going a little all over the place trying to get all up in arms of, it's only going to be 15,000. Well, next week they may tell us it's 30. Next week they may tell us it's 60. You know, I'm right now, I'm just focused on the players playing between the lines.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. If That's the goal, man. You know,
right? I just at least for me personally, I am not gonna get worked up over. You know, we did this. You know, when Ray Tanner kind of mentioned it at first of the 15%. You know, we kind of did the math of what the numbers would be, and then what, you know, what 15,000 do you choose? I'm just personally taking the stance. I'll let them tell me what it is, because it's. You get worked up over it, and we don't know what's happening. We don't know what's at stake. We don't know what.
You and I are 100% different on this.
Yeah. I'm just trying to worry about the things that I can control.
Well, I can't control whether they play or not either, but I want to talk about it, think about it. I mean, they're not. No one's consulting me on any of this. I can't control any of it.
They should be.
But thinking about what it's going to But think about what it's going to look like, how it's going to look, or whatever in my mind. At least I'm trying to play, you know, some of that. I think that. The optimist in me, while, and again, to be clear, these are the contingencies these people are going over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fluid contingency through it all. If this happens, then you got to do this. If this happens, you got to do this. And those are well within the realm of what they should be doing. I would be, the news would be if they aren't making contingencies.
Right.
But in my mind, what I have said from March the 13th on, is that I have an optimistic point of this thing. I think we're going to continue to get great news. I think we're going to continue to see these numbers, even though that's not the consensus. Even though not even the consensus, a large percentage of people, the doom and gloomers, the Corona Bros, who are still trying to tell us, even though the numbers are looking good, even though we're opening up, I can't see a scenario where I can go into a restaurant, I can get a haircut, I can go to a gym, I can go to the dentist. I can, where he's breathing on me or she's breathing on me, I'm breathing on her, and all these stuff are going everywhere, but yet I can't go into a football game. I just don't, and I can go, I can get my hair cut in May, but I can't go to a football game in September. That's where I'm operating on right now. I think you're going to see it. I think you'll see full stand. Now, I am worried about the over legislative and the over cautious and the liability, the over, thoughts about too much liability and all that kind of stuff. So I'm worried about that part of it, about overreaching, because we've seen that already. But in my mind, man, I can't see where the trajectory where we're trending right now, and then be able to tell people that. And I'm gonna leave you with this in a second. I'll tell you what to do. I'm gonna save you the biggest headache that college athletic directors and booster club people are thinking about right now. All right? Not the biggest, but one of the biggest. Maybe the biggest the booster club people are thinking about right now. So come back for that. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and his team are awesome. They're amazing. They're great. They're so qualified in what they do and how they do it, that they understand the different types of loans and all the things are available to them. And that's not news either. What is news is how simple they make it for me. And just in seeing that, maybe I'm just older and more experienced at it, but man, my first mortgage I signed, I was scared to death. By this third mortgage I signed, it was like, man, these guys got this thing down. They've got it. Get local representation. Get with Prime Lending. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. There's local offices near you. We've got an award-winning office here throughout South Carolina with these folks that what Mark and his record-setting team continue to do. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break, wrap things up in the final segment, including maybe one of the biggest concerns for college athletic administrators right now.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
After a national health scare, I figured it was time to get serious about my health. I was pre-diabetic, snored heavily, and had no energy. The health there helped me the easy way. I was skeptical of the program, but after losing 27 pounds of belly fat in the first month, I'm a believer. No shots, starvation, or gimmicks, and my energy is through the roof. If you have diabetes, hypertension, or sleep apnea, call 1-877-IDARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idareme.com. Tell them Lou sent you and get the second program totally free. I took the health there, now I dare you.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
When you're looking for a new heating or air conditioning system, consider Upstate Service Solutions. They're currently offering a $500 Visa card with the purchase of an American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, there's a special financing offer through Wells Fargo. See dealer for details. Upstate Service Solutions, an independent American Standard dealer. Call 423-3606. That's 423-3606. Offer good through May 30th.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand.
So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty. Quicker picker up.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out
there. Hey, final segment of the show, our friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Building building it, doing it right, getting the relationships, getting it on time, on budget, all very, very important things for you. So I want you to think about that for sure. You know, at Trail, it's I've not built anything with them. Now, my bank is, and the places that I've lived have been, and the places, the restaurants that I go to have been, and the libraries I go to, whatever. I mean, I see it all the time out this way, that it works, and it certainly works for, you know, a bunch of different reasons there. I want to tell you that there's the multitude of reasons that it works in different situations. I mean, why it works for a church is different than why it works for a municipality, is different than why it works for a restaurant, why it works for you know, it's different than why it works for someone who's building multifamily home uses. So I want you to think about our friends at Trail and the variety of why those things work. Finally, in Trail, and again, 800-319-7006, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, is I want you to think about going on and looking at their extensive list of letters of recommendation. I had a preview to this years ago where Will Huss brought this big, huge binder out, and it was letters from their clients, and basically letters from their friends, because their clients are their friends. And I thought it was awesome to see. Think about it. Get access to that and do it. They've got a bunch of them online right now. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. And call those people. I mean, the best advertising you can have is when you call them up and go, hey, you built with Trail. Tell me about it. Tell me how was it. Was it on time, on budget? Did you like them? Did you know, the building turn out right? Yeah. So you'll like all that for sure. All right. John, I wanted to pass this along to you. And this is something that you and I had talked about, but in more detail. I talked to a college administrator the other day, and he says, let me tell you one of the biggest fears these people have right now. So what's that? He goes, on your premium seating, how are you going to social distance if you tell people you're limited in that? And how do you make that phone call? How do you go see that person? I mean, think about it. Let's say at Clemson, you know, Williams-Brice are building these premium seats right now, right? At Williams, I mean, at Death Valley, you've got the West Zone, you've got the East Club, the North Club, not the East Club, is that? South Club. Anyway, you've got these premium seats that people are paying these PSLs for of tens and tens of, and maybe even in total investment of $100,000 in these things. And you're going to have to go tell them, oh, by the way, we're going to let some other people in, but we're not going to let you in. Or on the other side of it, one below, the people that aren't sitting in there, that give a little bit less, saying, well, wait a minute, you're going to let the club members go, but you're not going to let me go? You're going to price me out of that part of it too? It's a nightmare, man. And I didn't think about like the premium seating, but it's a major part of the revenue creation in college football right now. And it is just a nightmare scenario that you would have to go tell those people either, A, you can't come, or some of you can come and some of you can't because of social distancing, or B, we're still going to let you come, but we're not going to let you sit there. Some people sit there. Some people are going to sit outside instead. Or C, we're going to let those people come, but the people sitting on the 50-yard line that don't get quite as much can't come. It's John Hite. It is something that, thank the good Lord, that I don't have to make that phone call, make that decision if we come to that. I don't think we're going to come to that, but if we come to that, my goodness, can you imagine making that phone call? Hey, Mr. Hite, how you doing? Good. This is Mickey Pollard from State University. Man, we really appreciate your support. Yeah, what can I do for you? Well, about that $100K you gave us, man, we'd love to see you up here, but I'm not going to see you this year up here at games. I wouldn't envy that for anything in the world, man. I couldn't make that phone call. Wouldn't want to have to make that phone call throughout all that. Anyway. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone of sports every single day. I'll forgive all those at Furman Baseball and baseball fans and current players and future players and former players. Man, you got to be heartbroken today. And there was just some decisions, some bad management from years or whatever happened and how it happened. And I don't know all that went on to it, but man, that's just an awful deal that baseball at Furman is gone. And I feel terrible for you. Our hearts go out to you. Baseball at Furman is gone. Speaking of that, again, Andrew Cox joins Brad and Ben this morning in their second hour. Stay tuned for that. The Furman baseball assistant coach talking about those, what all's going on in there. That should be very interesting to hear from the former Clemson baseball player there. John, before we get to the final part, have you seen this new protective face mask that the NFL is testing? Have you seen this story?
No, I have not.
NFL engineers, I wonder who the NFL engineers are. NFL engineers and sports equipment company Oakley are testing prototypes of modified face masks that might contain surgical or N95 material, the NFL Players Association's medical director said Monday. Speaking on the Adam Schefter's podcast, Tom Mayer said, quote, there will probably be a recommendation, unquote, that the NFL uses such face masks to protect players from the coronavirus in the league of play. He said, quote, back in early March, I suggested that we consider a novel and emerging ways to handle helmets and face masks that spread the virus. And these guys, the bioengineers that we use in the league, Oakley, as you may or may not know, does all the face masks for our league under contract. These guys got a bit between their teeth. And I don't know what that phrase means, but he goes, they've got some prototypes that are doing really good work. Some of them, when you look at them at first, you think, gosh, no way. You're not going to use, not used to seeing that, but you're not used to seeing it, but they're looking at every issue you can imagine, including how it fogs up and what the kind of stuff they're dealing with right now. For a player safety, for a player like that, getting the helmet off and putting a face mask on right afterwards, maintaining social distancing while you're not on the field, and a single-use hydration type of whether it's water or Gatorade or things like that. I mean, there's just every little detail that they're working on. So he is anybody who's got a risk, I would advise them to be zealous, religious, and frankly, almost being a maniac, that whatever word, committed to minimizing the chance of spreading the virus. John, not only face masks on the field, but the face masks that you see on the sidelines, like wearing protective face mask over on the sidelines. Interesting stuff.
I'm interested to see what the what these prototypes look like, especially how you're going to work one within a football helmet and face mask.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by it, but, you know, hats off to these engineers that are trying to, you know, get things done so we can have these protective measures in place for football season.
Interesting stuff, buddy. Very, very interesting stuff. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, this Saturday, our replay series continues with Clemson football taking on Alabama, the second national championship victory for the Tigers, capping off a 15-0 perfect season, final score 44-16. Look forward to listening to Don Munson breaking down the fake field goal attempt by Alabama.
You mean the second win against Alabama, the second, third.
I'm sorry. National championship. You're correct. Okay. The second win against Alabama, the third overall. Don't think we forgot about you, Nebraska.
Very good stuff there.
You lose count after a while.
I like it. Hey, my two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's ericnewton.com. Hey, anything you need here in this Clemson area, Eric is a guy that knows it. No one knows more about it than Eric Newton. No one has the experience he has, and no one's going to help you out more. A full service. You want, if you're managing your rental properties, finding a rental property, buying a house, selling a house, buying property, commercial real estate, renovating your commercial plans there, anything you need, they can take care of you. It is our great friend over at ericnewton.com. I have 3 points in my two-minute drill today. Number one, this is courtesy of you. Earlier in the show, I didn't realize this, but Ole Miss and Southern Cal are going to play in 2025. Now, do we know where that game's going to be held, the 25 game?
I think it's in Los Angeles.
I like it. So now my next question to you would be, what are the odds that Lane Kiffin is still at Ole Miss in 2025?
I don't think they're great.
I don't think they're great either.
But it'd be fascinating if he was.
Yeah,
the question is, how does he handle the tarmac at the airport there? Does he have some flashbacks, or is everything go smoothly?
Oh, good stuff, man. My number two part of my two-minute drill. Tonight, 6:50, Fox 5 in Atlanta. Barrett Carter, inside linebacker, outside linebacker prospect from North Gwinnett High School in Swanee, Georgia, will commit to either Clemson, Georgia, Auburn, Florida State, Ohio State. Those are the finalists there. But in the end, we think it's going to be Clemson. That would be a big pickup for the nation's number 37 player and the number 2 inside linebacker in the country, according to Rivals.com. Even though I think he plays outside at Clemson and might be the next Isaiah Simmons around here. Great pickup if Clemson can get him, the number 3 player in the state of Georgia. And then finally, as we discussed at 7:05 this morning, through conversations we had yesterday and documents that we saw yesterday, that Clemson, like a lot of schools in the Southeast right now, finalizing their dates, finalizing their plans, or at least putting into place their plans for bringing players back. Within the next couple of weeks, you'll see this all over the South. I talked to another one person yesterday saying that you're going to see it, and you're going to see it here at the end of May, the first part of June, across the Southeast, getting players back. And that will include quarantine time. That will include medical staff, how you meet with them, how do you test. That's also including the plans right now of living where you live, how you live, where you eat, how you eat, your nutrition, your workout stuff, how practices work, how your staff is working through all those plans, detailed plans coming in place at several colleges across the Southeast right now. And I can tell you that it's sooner much rather than later here in the next couple of weeks with that. Let me thank Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. John Height, man, terrific job once again. Andrew Cox will join Brad and Ben coming up next. Two of my favorite people with that show. Let me thank our callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, and emailers. Friends, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Tuesday, but most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the